This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, the potential rewards and risks of crowdfunding. But first, we sit down with Western Michigan University President John Dunn. Thank you for being here, as always.
Hey, very good. It's nice to be with you, and good morning.
We're also joined by Yvonne Zipp of the Kalamazoo Gazette.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Justin Hinckley of the Battle Creek Inquirer.
Good morning, and thank you.
Justin, first question for President Dunn.
President Dunn, I don't know if you saw, Political Magazine did a cover story a week or two ago that was looking at the Kalamazoo Promise and sort of specifically taking the angle looking at how it might impact the economy of the Kalamazoo area. I was curious about your thoughts about how kids being able to go to college without cost could impact the local economy and what role the university could play in furthering that.
Yeah, it's a very good question, and I don't think there's any doubt in anyone's mind that the Kalamazoo Promise and the impact on the economy, both from the standpoint of being able to recruit and retain corporate structures and entities and a workforce here, is very, very strong. But we also know that the pathway to viability for, I think, our population as a whole is through education. And so our young people here have this enormous advantage and opportunity. I like to think of it when a student from the Kalamazoo Promise comes to the university, it's the Kalamazoo Promise delivered. But when they walk across stage, degree in hand, as we're going to have some this Saturday at commencement, that's the Kalamazoo Promise delivered. Or fulfilled, excuse me. It's really important that we do that, that we make sure that we're all behind. And while I'm framing that within the context of the university, I'm also very conscious of the community as a whole and the many people that provide great mentoring roles in our community. And I think the other thing that's really exciting is to see how Kalamazoo is becoming more and more known nationally, internationally, for this great gift that we have. And then our willingness to share that with anyone in the sense of what have we learned, what are the lessons there that could be helpful to others, and we're not hung up on proprietary rights and all those things. We're just trying to make sure that the equation is inclusive of everyone. Of course, not everyone has the resources and the willingness and the great generosity of people who have made that Kalamazoo Promise possible. But, you know, communities are innovative, and there are more and more communities are thinking of other ways that they might be able to do something similar, maybe not quite as dramatic, but nevertheless helpful to encourage young people to pursue their education.
Yvonne?
At last night's downtown development meeting, the potential purchase of some downtown property by Western Michigan University came up. Mm. This seems to be the area that was sort of the former arena site. I was wondering if you might be able to give a sense of why Western's looking to acquire this now and what your plans are for it.
Well, as you recall, this goes way, way back several years where there was a gift to the university for land in that area. And so there's been a number of discussions about swap outs of land to try and create a corpus of the whole there that could, if something presented itself, allow one to do something that would be thoughtful and helpful to the community and to the region, et cetera. And that's really where we are right now. It's trying to either activate on that gift and make it whole or not. There isn't anything there that's a definitive strategy or plan at the moment. We worked through the other thoughts and possibilities, and those just didn't materialize. And, you know, that was then, and now's now. But I do think there are other possibilities that could surface. The goal is to do everything we can as a university to continue to make the downtown area as attractive as possible.
Let me ask you about what happened on Lafayette Street about 10 days ago now. Mm-hmm. Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety had to use tear gas on a crowd there. Mm-hmm. It was something called a house crawl. Many houses apparently on that street involved in this party. We do know of one arrest that was a Western Michigan University student, and there's been another student referred for possible discipline, I guess is the correct word. Can you just, first of all, give your general reaction to what happened? We do know there was some student involvement. We don't know how much exactly. But as university president, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, this is you know, we like to remind everyone it's a great day to be a Bronco, and then there are some days it's a little less great to be a Bronco. I was disappointed with our students. You know, some tried to frame it, and, well, it was the first nice day after a really tough winter. But, look, you know, lessons of life are moderation in all things, and people need to be moderate and considerate of others. I think the police handled that situation very, very well. I think they monitored it for as long as they could, and then, you know, it only takes a few hotheads that do something that is inappropriate, and it creates a much larger raucous for the community and for our students and for others. These things are not uncommon in university campuses. I've been on a number of them, and I can all the way from the infamous Halloween parties at some campuses that I've been part of and have had to observe and manage and monitor over time. But I can tell you we're going to be looking at this one very, very carefully. And I guess I was most disappointed that perhaps our social media is such that we ought to be able to track some of these things a little bit better and be ahead of the curve. And so I think there's some lessons learned there for us. And
lessons learned in terms of monitoring Facebook and those sort of things to see if people are planning some sort of big to do.
You know, I mean, we know some people live in those homes and they own those homes. And, you know, geez, young people, be smart. You know, I mean, talk about subjecting yourself to unnecessary risk. You get someone that's severely hurt or injured. That's not a great day. And it's not a great day when you're the president to have to deal with the appropriate sanctions for someone like that. That's a great way to throw away a lot of good hard work on a moment of impulse that's we all and they should have been much more thoughtful about.
How independent of law enforcement is the university's process here? In other words, if a student were to not be convicted, let's say, could they still face severe discipline at the university level?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We have, first of all, we're always very respectful of our public safety within the university, but also the city police and then also the sheriff's folks. I mean, I think the coordination of those agencies is very, very good. And I don't think there's anyone that's out there that was picking on our students or trying to be difficult. I think these officers were doing the right thing in the most professional way that they could. But there's a point at which you can't take you can't subject yourself to certain harm, and no public officer should have to do that. So I think the coordination there is very good and pleased about that. And I'm just very thankful that no one was seriously injured or hurt. We learned a lot from that, and we should all feel very fortunate that that didn't occur.
I wanted to ask you about what's going on with Northwestern. The football players there are perhaps moving ahead with a union. A National Labor Relations Board regional office issued a ruling that does allow them to move in that direction. For now, that ruling only affects Northwestern, but there's certainly a potential for that to be taken nationwide. Does the prospect of college athletes unionizing trouble you?
Yeah, I think first of all, put that in context, not only does it impact only Northwestern, but it's National Labor Relations Board, and as a public entity, we would be governed by a different we would not be governed by the National Labor Relations Board.
Because Northwestern's a private school.
Right,
that's
because Northwestern's private. So we need to keep that in context. I think the thing that and you've heard me say this before about the Mid-American Conference, is that if there is truly a conference that is still very much a conference originally conceived as conferences should be, and that is schools that are equal with the same fundamental resource base and people not outspending one another, doing the right thing by our athletes and treating our athletes well, I think it's the Mid-American Conference. So some of this, as this all sorts out, and it's going to be fascinating to watch this, in many ways I think we have set ourselves up in athletics and higher education. Some of the salaries for coaches and assistant coaches, those are really pretty exorbitant kinds of salaries. I don't know how we got to that arms race where everybody's got to try and outspend everybody else. And then the question becomes, if we're going to do that, well, what's in it for the athlete then and the young man, the young woman, in terms of fairness to them? I think we do that very well in the Mid-American Conference, and I don't think you're going to find substantive issues within our conference on this. But certainly some of the conferences that have really generated huge sums of money through their television contract rights and those kinds of things, it'll be a chapter yet to be written, but it's unfolding.
This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Western Michigan University President John Dunn. Also here are Yvonne Zipp of the Kalamazoo Gazette and Justin Hinckley of the Battle Creek Inquirer. Justin, next question for President Dunn.
Yeah, I have sort of a two-part question. The first of which is, there's been a lot of conversation at the statewide national levels about different ways to help more students get to college, your university. The one that I think is getting the most is this pay it forward program, whereby students would go to college for free and then pay back a certain percentage of their salary later on to repay that degree. My first part of the question is just, what do you think of ideas that are out there, such as the pay it forward?
I guess my frustration with many of these ideas of pay it forward is the fundamental of this is pretty straightforward, and that is that states have abdicated their responsibility to help fund higher education. And all this stuff about pay it forward and student debt load and all of those kinds of things, we would be in a very, very different world if states like Michigan and the other states really did what they should be doing and have not yet done. And, for instance, the funding for higher education for Western Michigan University that we get from the state is the same that we were getting in 1996. Well, you know, somewhere out there, we have imposed a new tax. It's just a very selective tax on a very few people and those that are accessing higher education. And I know that we have some thoughtful legislators that are cognizant of that. I think the governor is starting to move in that direction by saying, okay, we need to restore some of the funding to higher education that we have taken away over time. But not only is it the direct money that comes to the university, we took away the money that was there for scholarships. The Michigan Promise is gone. You know, and that's not necessarily a political statement, because it really goes across both parties in terms of Governor Granholm and then, of course, Governor Snyder. Granted, these have been tough times, but, man, we've been able to find money to support our prisons. You know, surely we can do better, and we need to do better. And I apologize if that sounds a little bit whiny, but we've pushed this about as far as we can. The other thing that's misunderstood by so many people, and I think the media becoming more and more savvy about this, when we talk about average debt load, that's of the students that have debt. You know, we still have students that graduate with no debt, but that isn't the mathematical equation that's used when we come up with those values.
The second part to that question then is, as the pay it forward conversation started coming up, there were also conversations about how valuable a college degree really is, with the bad economy and so many people with college degrees working outside of their fields for lower pay, and some of the rankings out there that you see that show that degrees are not worth what they once were. So my question is, you know, first off, what do you think of that, where people are starting to say that, you know, maybe a college isn't as valuable as it used to be? And what does Western do to make sure that its degrees are valuable?
Well, I think, first of all, that the analyses still hold that if you want to look at your lifetime earning potential, the more that you do in terms of your education, the higher your lifetime earning is going to be. I don't think there's any dispute about that, regardless of what is your academic major, okay? We get into this sometimes from the standpoint, we the people, by wanting to put a priority on selected majors because we believe that selected majors are going to contribute more to the economy. You know, this is the STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And yet we know that for us at Western Michigan University, we have students that graduate in some fields that initially may not be viewed as high paying, certainly some in the fine arts where you have to kind of fight your way through the New York scene or the California scene or the Chicago scene to become a talent on stage or in a performance or your art and those kinds of things. And yet these young people do very, very well. And, you know, then there's the question, they seem pretty happy, you know? I mean, how does all that factor into the quality of life for an individual? And so I think we have to be a little bit careful about trying to be too judgmental about all of that. And people have to find their passion, and they have to be willing and to go with their passion. One of the challenges that I have as a president is dealing with the student who has been trying to fulfill mom or dad's dream for what their academic major should be, and really they're not all that happy. Okay, and you then allow them to begin to find their pathway, and wow, they just blossom. They're into what they want to do now, and they're doing it very, very well. To get back to the premise of your question, you know, you started with the pay it forward, and I didn't, probably really didn't answer that. I don't think the pay it forward is the answer to this. Okay, I don't think that's going to have the traction that some people might think that it's going to have.
Yvonne?
Very quickly, I was hoping to find out if we could get an update on both the medical school and also the affiliation with Cooley, the law school.
Yeah, absolutely. Things are going very, very well with the medical school. We are on schedule for the completion of the remodeling of the facility. That's a very handsome, it's going to be a very attractive facility. And one thing I'm really proud about with the School of Medicine is that the other assets that come with this now is that we're going to have, again, a very prominent downtown location that can accommodate groups. And we want to make sure that that facility is available and accessible to other groups that might have needs for gathering spots and places. And then I think you've heard me say this before, I'm very, very pleased that now with the School of Medicine and with the pathology faculty that we'll have here, that when we have a death in this county, you no longer will have to go to Lansing for the autopsy. But you can do that here. And that's another really nice gift for families and loved ones at a very, very tough time. Cooley is going along very well. We met a week ago Friday with the American Bar Association in Chicago. I thought that meeting went well. I think our due diligence and efforts here have been well received.
Just about out of time, so I want to follow up a little bit on the medical school. Mm-hmm. Right now, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare is kind of shaking out. We're seeing how this all works or in some cases doesn't work so well. And I'm just wondering, as you start a new medical school in that era, does that kind of factor into things like curriculum and preparing people and those sort of things?
Yeah, very definitely. And medical electronic records and all those kinds of things. Again, in so many ways, our ability to hit this right at just an opportune time in the history of medical education, we were just very fortunate. And so we're able to capture, I think, the fundamental concept there is that it is about the patient and that healthcare providers need to team together to remember it is about the patient. And the physician, obviously, is always going to be key in that deliverable. But then we have all these other talented people, and they're very important in what we're doing for the patient. Far less emphasis on these mass lectures and more on case study kinds of approach to looking at disease entities. I think our physicians of the future are going to be extremely well prepared.
Western Michigan University President John Dunn, as always, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
And thank you as well to Yvonne Zipp of the Kalamazoo Gazette.
Thanks so much, Gordon.
And Justin Hinckley of the Battle Creek Inquirer.
Thank you very much.